Hey everyone, welcome back to Depression to Drive, your daily dose of gentle motivation to get you moving, feeling good, and living your best life. I'm your host, Jake Carter, and today we're diving into something super cool, loving kindness meditation. Now, before you think, oh no, another meditation episode, hear me out. This one's different. It's not about emptying your mind or becoming a Zen master overnight. It's about cultivating kindness, starting with yourself, and trust me, that ripple effect can change your whole world. Ever feel like your inner critic is on overdrive? You know, that voice constantly judging your every move, thought, and decision? Yeah, we've all been there. Well, loving kindness meditation is a powerful tool to silence that noise and replace it with a wave of self-love and compassion. So, what are we going to learn today? Let's break it down into 5 key takeaways that you can actually use. First, it's all about cultivating genuine kindness towards yourself. We often beat ourselves up for mistakes, dwell on imperfections, and forget to celebrate our wins. Loving kindness meditation encourages you to treat yourself with the same gentleness and understanding you would offer a dear friend. Imagine talking to a loved one who's feeling down. What would you say? Would you criticize them or offer words of comfort and encouragement? Treat yourself that way. Second, it's not just about self-love, it's about extending kindness outwards. Once you've mastered the art of being kind to yourself, think about those around you, your family, friends, even strangers. Wishing them well, sending positive vibes their way, can have a profound impact on both your mood and theirs. It's like planting seeds of happiness that blossom into a more compassionate world. Third, regular practice is key. Think of it like working out for your mind. Just like you wouldn't expect to become a marathon runner after a single jog, loving kindness meditation takes time and dedication. Start with short sessions, maybe just 5 minutes a day, and gradually increase the duration as you feel comfortable. Fourth, there are different techniques you can use. Find what works best for you. Some people like to visualize sending waves of love outwards, while others focus on repeating phrases like, "May I be well," "May I be happy," or "May I live with peace." Get creative and experiment until you find a practice that resonates with you. Finally, remember that it's not about perfection. You might get distracted, your mind might wander. That's totally normal. Just gently guide your attention back to your practice. Loving kindness meditation is a journey, not a destination. Be patient with yourself and enjoy the ride. Now, let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah, a brilliant woman who always puts everyone else first. She's constantly working, taking care of her family, volunteering in her community. She's basically a superhero. But behind that facade of selflessness lies a deep well of exhaustion and resentment. She feels overwhelmed, burned out, and disconnected from herself. Sarah decides to try loving kindness meditation. At first, it's awkward. Her mind races, thoughts interrupt her focus, and she struggles to cultivate genuine kindness towards herself. But slowly, something shifts. She starts noticing the negative self-talk, the harsh judgments, and with each practice, she offers herself a little more compassion. She begins to see her efforts not as burdens but as acts of love. Sarah realizes that taking care of herself isn't selfish, it's essential for her to be able to show up fully for others. She starts setting boundaries, prioritizing self-care, and allowing herself to rest and recharge. Sarah's story highlights how loving kindness meditation can transform not just our thoughts but also our actions and relationships. It empowers us to become more compassionate towards ourselves and the world around us. So, what are the key takeaways we've covered today? Remember, practice kindness, both inwards and outwards, make it a regular habit, experiment with different techniques, and be patient with yourself. Loving kindness meditation is a gift you can give yourself, a path to greater self-awareness, inner peace, and ultimately, a more fulfilling life. Now, I want to hear from you. Share this episode with someone who could benefit from a little extra kindness in their lives. Leave a review if you enjoyed it, and join the conversation on social media using hashtag #DepressionToDrive. Together, let's keep spreading love and motivation one podcast at a time. See you tomorrow for another dose of inspiration.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.